Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's Dijon back at it with another one. Sorry for the wait. A couple things have been happening. Technical difficulties. So, like, I needed to change the cord of my mic. Yeah, I got the connector part broke or whatever. So I needed to get another one. I've been able to make by, but what started happening was it would delete some of the audio during the recording. And because I'm doing a video and I'm doing the audio, again, I haven't been putting a video out. But because I'm doing the video, I'm usually focused on how the camera looks. So I've been having it that way. So it was deleting the audio and I wouldn't know till the end recording. So I finally got that. And then, as I told y'all, I'm a PT certified. So with that being said, schedule has been kind of hectic. But definitely sorry for the wait. Also, the topic that I'm going to talk about today. Man, I've been saying I was going to release this over like a year ago. I'm not even going to lie. Remember, I kept saying, man, I'm going to talk to the work crowd. So that's what this one is going to be. It's going to be the 9-to-5 shuffle. But before I get into what that is, let me start by asking you a question. And it's, how do you view your occupation, your job? Is it a job? Is it a career? A 9-to-5? Is it dead end? Do you see opportunity? How do you define the place in which you make money in? Is it a hustle? All right? If then I'm mainly talking to my legal people, you know? Are you following, are you doing something that you're passionate about? Are you doing something you're good at? Combination of the both? What are you doing as far as making money, right? Main type. So I'm mainly talking to my E quadrants. If you guys are familiar with the cash flow quadrant made by Robert Kiyosaki, he talks about the different quadrants. So I'm talking to the E's because that's where I got the most experience in. So I asked those questions. So let's go back to go forward. And this is 2000 and this is like 2012, 2013 maybe. I'm working at Target, but I'm on campus still. And one of my mentors, Mark, from the town, this is where I live, the town, but one of the reasons, so we talking, and he was like, he seen me on the strip, and he was like, you know, asking about how my day, and I'm like, man, it's good, it's all right, you know what I mean, but I gotta go to work, or whatever, you know, it is what it is. And he was like, why are you responding that way? So he asked me the same questions that I just asked you, like, how do I view the thing? And I was like, he was like, you see it as a dead end? And I'm like, lightweight, you know what I'm saying? It feels like a dead end. And he was like, all right, bet, ask me a few more questions, we get to chopping it up. And he like, all right, so I'm gonna let you know right now, that's part of the problem. It's how you view your job, how you're talking about it. He was like, if you go in there with a dead end mindset, that's what you're gonna receive in life, right? That's what you're gonna get from it. You're gonna get dead end results from that dead end mindset. So start looking at it as a place where you can make opportunity and see what happens. I'm like, all right, bet. So I try to go in there. Ain't really last that long. You know what I mean? I don't even made it a season. I made it a season, but not tripping. So that's where this starts back. Now let's go back in time, like in how we start viewing things, because it's gonna play out to part. So even before then, the younger me, right? We need to call him baby me, right? I think I said this on another episode that at one point in time, I used to want to be, no lie, like we're going way back. I used to be a rapper, football player, and scientist. Because I've always liked science. Probably shout out to your boy, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Emmitt Smith was my favorite player at the time, so I wanted to be a cowboy. And then I always liked rapping. And it's kind of connected to my older brother. So you get these things. As I progress and go through life, I start hitting these bumps and bruises, hormonal changes, because y'all remember what puberty was like. We go through these things. Middle school teacher rubbed me the wrong way. Not physically, you know what I'm saying? Just got to put that out there. But kind of killed science for me. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm not tripping off of science. Sports, get injured playing Pee Wee football. I was like, oh, bet. I'm a dead dad too. Because I think this happened in middle school years. I'm like, bro, forget this sports. So by the time high school come along, high school, that's when I started saving money. At this time, I'm saving lunch money that I'm getting from child support. You know what I mean? Mom wasn't holding it all back. But I'm making a little thing so I wouldn't eat to save money to be able to do things with friends because I couldn't get money. Like, if she didn't give it to me no other way, I wasn't getting it. At this time, I'm not doing nothing. Like, I'm not even, I don't got no hustle game yet. So when high school comes around, that's when I started learning, like, this is how crazy life is. Again, if you remember, because some, depending on the crowd, the demographics of who's listening, if you guys remember that in 2003, from 2003 to even 2000, to about probably 2007 maybe, that owning a computer was like a piano at the time. Not every family had access to the internet, nor did they have computers in their home. So if you were fortunate enough to have a computer in your home, boom, right? But we're not looking at it the same way that kids probably look at it today, because now this is like common thing. It's no longer a luxury. Like, you can have a video game system in your house before you're gonna have a computer in some households. And when we do have computers, like, yeah, they put us in those kind of classes where they teach you how to type, but we're not thinking it's even, like, some of us didn't think about it as being useful. So I'm in that era of where if I would have known better, or if it would have been explained in different terms, I was right at the cusp of where I could have been in the coding phase, like, to where, you know, technology and doing all these different things, cybersecurity, all this would make more sense. But at this time, we don't see the value in it. So I'm on LimeWire and stuff like that. So when I get all the slaps, and again, for those who use slap to say that's what food is, you're using it wrong. Music slaps, food smacks. But I started making CDs to make money on the side, because like, people be like, dang, where you get the CD? Like, where'd you get that song from? So I started hustling like that. Didn't know that LimeWire was a trope. So we was making burnt CDs, and I was selling them again. Some of y'all probably ain't never even really seen this real CD player in real life, but I'm making CDs and selling those. That's one hustle. Then I started selling clothes, like, but it would be my clothes. I didn't boost or nothing like that. I ain't gonna lie, I've never been into stealing. I would rather try to rob you than steal, because I feel like there's more honor in robbing you than just stealing. But I ain't gonna lie, I like boosters. I ain't never had my own personal one, so I respect the hustle. But I ain't never, like I said, I've never liked going to the store and stealing. It's just, I don't know. I always feel like I can make the money to get it. So I'm hustling clothes, and I'm doing this to make money on the side. So I remember this is how cold the game is. I remember being approached by my cousin, shout out Butter, the Relly. He approached me, and I told him about, I was trying to sell candy, because I'm like, man, I see people making money, I think I can do the same thing. He was trying to get me to sell weed, and this is in middle school, and I'm like, nah, bro, I'm cool. You know, like I said, I always wanted to be legit and legal, but I was too young to work. So I get a little older, and I'm still too young. Now, this is when your boy begins hustling. So by this era, I don't give about no 9-to-5. Like, I'd rather be an entrepreneur. I'd rather make it on my own. Plus, like I said, middle school, it gets messed up with it. And by the time I graduate elementary, man, cash money was about to take over for the 99 to the 2000. So I was ready, bro. I was not trying to work no 9-to-5. And I'm bringing it again. All this is going to make a point. So you look at it, I'm starting to do things before I was 21, my neck is already tatted. Back then, this is like before, so by 2009, like 2008, I think my neck's already tatted. I don't know if it's finished yet, but by 2009, I think I had finished it. Neck tattoos were the face tattoos of my time, to where if you were doing that, you weren't supposed to get a job. Lo and behold, things are different now. You know, it's 2022. Things are a lot different now, so I never planned to work. So when I went into this job, like, okay, now we're gonna go forward again. So when I'm doing the Target thing, and I'm thinking like the 9-to-5, because I'm a cashier, like, this ain't what I'm trying to be for the rest of my life. Like, plus it wasn't really challenging. I was doing it because I said it on more. I didn't want to hustle. That was never the end goal to me. Like, if you, I I've always been in the gangster films, always been in the gangster flicks. So I know this is long-winded and drawn. So in my head, if you look at families, you're always trying to make it to a legitimate way. But I didn't want to work for somebody. But I went into it with the wrong mindset. Because again, how you view your job, how you define your occupation, will really define the effort that you're going to put in and the results that you're going to get. You may be blessed, and people may push you into positions that you really deep down and want. But again, mindset can mess up everything for you. So once I go through that, I'm like, whatever. I get out of that. I transition. I graduate From college, I do all my different things, and then I get into survival mode and not strive mode. So I'm trying to survive instead of trying to strive. Along the way, I learned some different things, and that's why I'm talking to you, because the reason why I didn't want to put out this episode more has to do with I started focusing on how it was going to be perceived rather than focusing on the intent of this. And I'm not trying to make nobody a perfect employee. If you got it in you to go out there and try to be an entrepreneur, and you got the dedication, you could be consistent, you got grit, I support you 100%. Like, you don't have to work for somebody else ultimately to make money all the time. But a lot of us, or I ain't gonna say a lot of us, I think the people that are in middle class to like the lower classes, we're taught that go to school, get a good education, get good grades, get a good job, work for somebody, hopefully you get a good benefit plan. Today's society understands that that's not gonna get you what you want. So you see it's almost as if like this generation is funny, and I think I'm still included in it. But like the younger millennials and whatever came after them don't take the same stuff as we do. Like, they don't really care about it. If you're one of them, you understand what I'm saying. If you're kind of in that mid-90s and to the 80s and anything older, you get what I'm saying about like the younger generation don't take a lot of stuff. They don't care about a lot of stuff. They're able to be who they are, and you're going to accept it or you're not. So you get these people that feel like they're disenfranchised. They know they're disenfranchised. They're not taking it. They don't care about it. It is what it is type stuff. Because people know that Social Security, 401ks, those are not always provided, and you can't count on them, people are more willing to leave their job and leave their location. Our generation is way different to the prior to the baby boomers and all these different generations before, because people wanted to stay in one job, one career for the long term. Nobody cares about that no more. So you see this thing. Dang, hold on, bro. I forgot I got this shirt on. I'm about to blur this out. Let me cover this real quick. Okay, you can't even see the company. Cool. My bad for that. So, like I said, I made this content because I'm like, dang. All right. How is it going to be perceived? And hopefully I come across trying to get... Hopefully it makes sense. And I'm not like, because I don't want nobody to, I'm not trying to shit on nobody's dreams in essence. And there's a big kind of conversation about like, should you follow your passion or what? I've said this, I think, on the three P's, which some people don't understand that, like, you don't always chase profits and you don't always chase passion. You kind of honestly, if you can't chase one or the other, you kind of blend them in, or you have to really stick down to one of them. Because some people are passionate about something they're really not that talented at. That's the truth of the matter. Or they don't have the dedication, the consistency, the grit, the tenacity, like the heart to go after it. They may have self-doubt and all these different things. Then some people just solely focus on profit, thinking that that's going to make them whole. So if you're chasing profit for the idea that it's going to make you whole and that it's going to answer to be the answer to all your problems, it's not. Which leads me into, let's go, number one. Oh, my bad. Before I get into what I'm going to say, so we talk about the 9-to-5 shuffle. I ain't even going to edit this. This has been a long-winded thing. Sorry for y'all if y'all still paying attention and listening to this one. But the 9-to-5 shuffle, why I call it this. So today is Wednesday. I probably won't drop this till maybe Thursday. Maybe I'll edit this at the end of the day. But how many of y'all feel this? So today is Wednesday. You're ready to quit. Thursday, you're probably thinking one more day. Maybe you can hang on Friday. You kind of get a relief. It's TJIF. You start to relax. 5 o'clock comes, or whenever you get time to clock out. Maybe you got paid today and it's, the weekend's here. So you do everything from Friday to Saturday and possibly Sunday, but we'll get to Sunday in a second, to drown yourself of the emotional pain that you be going on, for the burdens, for the lack of respect, the feeling underappreciated, maybe somebody pissed you off. So you're using Friday and Saturday to erase everything that happened this week. Sunday hits. You wake up, maybe you do a Sunday fun day. That's very popular these days. But then Sunday evening hits and you're like, all right, I gotta go to work on Monday. Your heart may be getting erased. You kind of get this anxious feeling. And you can't think. You're in the moment, but then you're out of the moment. So you're thinking about what you're gonna have to do Monday. You may call Sunday night short, or you trying to do all that you can. Monday goes, you're ready to work and you're prepared for war. Monday happens. Tuesday again, you're like, I'm sick of this. Wednesday, you're ready to quit. Thursday was one more day. Friday, thank God. And you constantly do this shuffle over and over again. That's the 9-to-5 shuffle. So as I was stating before, right when I was about to get into it, it leads me to my first point, is that depending on how you do your job, what are you going in for? You should not go, and I got this honestly from 19 Keys, I'm a shout out to him, I'm never afraid to say, who put it in perspective for where it made a lot of sense, which is, go in for the information, steal that. Don't try to go in it for the money. So I remember people saying that, learn all you can, get all the information you can, climb as high as you can, when you're done, leave. When I used to get told that, I didn't get what it meant until now. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, self-employed, maybe start your own real business enterprise, have people invest in you. If you don't know the ins and outs of what you're doing right now, what makes you think you're going to just learn that along the way, you can, but you're going to have to take too many bumps and bruises to get to that path. If you know how to manage where you're at now, 9 times out of 10, what you do though is you're putting yourself in better chances of being able to manage other people, to manage other situations, even if it was, like, as long as you're able to make it applicable to the situation that you're in. So if you can't manage now, how are you supposed to manage something long in the future if you never were able to or never given that choice? Some people aren't natural born leaders. You may think that you are, but you're not. It's the same thing with money. People think, that's why I said, don't always chase profits, because people think that, oh man, if I won $1 million, everything would be good. Bro, you can't manage $5, $100, $1,000. How many of you guys are living paycheck to paycheck because you don't know how to manage? Yeah, you're going to sit there and say it's bills. You're going to sit there and say life, the children, all these different things. If you know how to manage that, you'll know how to manage something else. Like one mindset that I got from hustling that I've always liked, even though I didn't follow it in school, was, you don't really want to owe nobody. Try to pay your debts off. Really, cash is king to us, because like plastic doesn't work the same way. Like if you're in a position where, yeah, you could do it because you know you could pay it off and you're trying to establish credit, that's a different mindset. But not every hustler has that mindset. Some people want to buy the Gucci belts and the different things. So when we go to talking about those who want to take the straight path, you're working and you think that if you get paid more, life will be better. No. If you get paid more, you're going to upgrade your expenses to match your pay instead of matching your knowledge. Like, you don't manage your money well. So all you're doing is throwing money down the drain. Now you can afford to stop buying gas station coffee and you're going to go to Starbucks. Now, instead of buying a gas station t-shirt, you may be going to Express. Or you may treat yourself right. You want to buy that Gucci belt, the Fendi belt. You don't even got anything else to match it. You're buying, like, most of y'all buy, like, a lot of y'all buy J's no matter what, or y'all buy expensive shoes because it's in style and stuff like that. But whatever you treat yourself to, you don't reward yourself with that. So when you go into the mindset, you're not sinking the information. You're like, just because you're standing on the clock, some of you guys aren't even doing what's expected of you. That's kind of where this came about, too, when I talk about this episode. It's because I'm seeing people complain about their pay. But, bruh, all you're doing is standing around on a clock doing a bare minimum getting paid. But because you're doing a bare minimum and it's a job that you weren't even really ready and that you didn't know the responsibilities that came with it, you want to be paid more. For what? Bruh, you clock in. You ignore customers. Or you give a half-ass service job. You got things going on outside of work. You're bringing them into work. And because you're struggling to do what you're normally supposed to do, and you're going to sit there and tell me that, oh, man, they're not paying me enough. And I've heard people say, like, if you had to clean a toilet, they don't pay me enough. Most handbooks and most, like, whatever you got to do when you sign a document, especially if it's of a company, a major company even, they're going to say, make sure that you keep a clean, safe work environment. Bro, that includes a bathroom. So if you're too good to clean up, what are we talking about, bro? You don't get paid enough. You sign the line. You know what comes with it. Now, if you've seen what comes with this job title that you have, and you don't want all the responsibilities that come with it. So what makes you think that when you start your own business and you elevate that, like, y'all want to be managers? You barely manage yourself. So you went in there, you're going for, you're seeking not only the entitlement, you want the position, you want the profits, but you don't seek the knowledge and the information that comes with it to go along with it. You just want those two because you think that it's going to make you feel better. You want your ego to be stroked. You see a problem. So that's why, seek the information first, then go back. Like I said, profits are going to follow if you know how to do it. Get paid for what you know. That way you can work smarter and not harder. You don't got to backdoor nobody. Seek the information. Now, again, mindset, going back into it, it's to change your mindset. Make sure that when you go into a job that you see the opportunity. You never know who walks into the doors. You don't know who's watching you besides management. I've been in those positions where, like, I'm like, all right, it's a kind of whatever job, so I treat it as whatever. Like, because I know I'm going to make somewhere else, or I'm not tripping. It's kind of like a stand-in, or I just know I could do better, so I kind of treat it as it is. Like, I walk around unbothered. I'm pretty much doing almost whatever I want within the confines of that club and what they, I'm not going to lie, with some of what they allow and what they see. So, but if, like, for the most part, every time that I went into a position and I seen it opportunistic, it worked out that way. I've seen other people with the same way. Because, again, people are constantly watching. You don't know who's listening when you talk. You don't know who's seeing your actions. You go in there with the upbeat. You don't let your position define you. You don't let your situation define you. Somebody may throw you an opportunity. I spoke on one of them where I said I was able to go speak at UT. That came from me being a driver, if I'm not mistaken. I don't even think I was in the office yet, or maybe I was. No, I was. I was in the office, but I was at that time, I was an automotive photographer. But they had me drive that day. So we're driving. I drive the professor back to UT, and we had a conversation about Black society and stuff like that, which allowed me to go speak in a class. That's opportunity. I've seen people tell me that, hey, yo, you know what? If you ever wanted to leave here and you thought about something else, I got you. I've had people come back right now when they found out that I left my other job. Like, some people reached out to me and like, hey, I heard you do this or whatever. If you need help, here. Or they tossed me to come talk to this guy, man. Tell him that I sent you. I help you get put on. How you carry yourself says a lot about you. You are your brand. Before you go out there and make a brand, remember that you are your brand first and foremost. Inside of work, outside of work. Whenever you go off to the club, whatever you're doing on social media, whatever you're doing behind the scenes, whatever you're doing in front, you are your brand. Don't worry. Like I said, if you see me sometime, I'll be looking rough, though. People know me. All I got to do is start. Like, I'm not going to lie. Once they hear me, or they get to watch and have my vibe, that's what's worked in my favor. But I'm not going to always get that chance. You're not going to always get that chance. So don't have the dead-end mindset. Don't go in there thinking like this is just time passing. Opportunistic. Be opportunistic when you go into a place. You are your brand. For the people that's like, man, F them. They already done did what they did. You're underappreciated. You've been underpaid for so long. You done been passed up. We're not going to get into the whys because I can't. I don't know who I'm still, I don't know who's listening to. I don't know where you're at. But for those whose mindset, some of you guys had a mindset of getting even, because I've seen it where you're like, man, I'm going to just do this. It, like, you're trying to get even with a place that you will never get even for. It's kind of like the pay thing. You're not really ultimately always going to get paid for what you think you're worth. That's why I said don't go in there thinking for profits. I say don't break even with them or try to get even, because if you get the information from them, you can start the same company and kill them. Especially if you've been networking. You could kill your company. That's how you get even. You get even with them by being successful. You don't get even by stealing. You don't get even by just speaking bad up on a company. Because remember, whenever you speak bad up on somebody else, it doesn't really make them look bad in the long run. It also makes you look bad, especially if you're not doing nothing to change the environment in which you are in. Because you're still accountable while you're there. That's what you don't get. When I wear my name tag, or if I wear, like I said, I ain't got, luckily they ain't on this. That's the reason why I keep this shirt. Like, while I'm wearing this company shirt, I represent them. The minute that I clock in, I represent them. The minute that I leave and I have anything that has them and you can identify me with them, I represent them. It took me a long time to get to understand that. So that's why I said, when you get to speaking ill, some people will listen to you. But are you disgruntled? That's the thing. So many people complain and whine and don't want to be accountable. So many people don't want to change. So, like, you keep yourself operating at a higher standard. You don't go get even. If it's time to let it go, you let it go. Don't be toxic, because eventually what happens is you'll stay there trying to get even for so long that now you're the toxic person. Now they got a reason to fire you. So when I talk about making sure that you go in for the education, making sure that you are like being opportunistic, watch your brand, meaning who you are, the work that you put out, and never get even, is because all of that reflects who you are. All of that's gonna come back to bite you if you walk around just talking all the time. Nobody wanna care about you crying for so long. They're gonna tune you out. That makes you look bad. We live in such a social media dominated world that people come into the mindset of just everybody wants to be viral. You wanna be what's hot right now. You don't wanna be vital. You feel me? Like, people rather be more viral than vital, not the other way around. You should be more vital than viral. Are you an asset? That's the bottom line of this podcast episode. How are you an asset to the company? That's what pissed me off about this. That's how this came along. That so many people want to get paid when they don't even see that they're a liability more than anything. Because if you don't add value to the people in your life, to the company that you work for, to your own life, to any situation, to the environment that you're around, you're technically a liability. So all you are is really bringing it down, just people don't know it yet. People haven't seen it. Maybe you're a charismatic liability. Maybe you're a funny liability. Maybe you're pretty, you know what I'm saying? You get on the face, and that goes for men too, you know what I mean? Like, because a lot of dudes, they all be trying to be cute too. Like, you guys are so focused on being the next hot ticket, making, like, just becoming the next meme, or, and y'all may want to be faces on shirts too, but in, like, in a good way now. Like, that's all this environment has created. Focus on being an asset. Focus on being vital. Focus on how you can help the next person. Focus on mindset. Focus on, like, I don't know no better other way to say that. So I'm going to end it with that. Like, that's how I'm going to end. Like, focus on being vital, not vital. Focus on being an asset. Because if you're not adding to the people, the places, or anything that you're around, all you are is a liability. So why should they pay more? Why should they believe in you? And when you do decide to branch off or network, if you haven't been consistent there, what makes you think you're going to start being consistent now? Focus now. The million dollar mindset is now, not when you get the million. It's before you get to it. So then you're just running out of habits, not trying to figure things out. This has been OTR Off the Rip. Thank y'all for listening. Like, follow, subscribe, turn on your notifications. Love y'all.